My name is Sander Onderstal. I'm a professor in Amsterdam at the University of Amsterdam. And I work on auctions. And for that, I often use laboratory experiments. My career started in Tilburg, so where I did my PhD. And I did this around the turn of the millennium. And this was a very exciting time because then, you know, the governments, European governments, were liberalizing the economy. So they privatized a lot of things. And important for me, there were a lot of auctions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Dutch government was auctioning radio spectrum for mobile telecommunication, and very complex auctions. And that's where I wrote my PhD about. So bidding in auctions, so from the viewpoint of the bidders, but also from the viewpoint of the organizer of the auction. So what kind of auction should the Dutch government use to sell the radio spectrum to the mobile telecommunications? So that's where I started my career in. I did it pure theoretically, so I used game theory models to model bidding in auctions, and I used mechanism design models to predict what kind of auction would be the best for the auctioneer. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's where I started my career. Yeah, so market design is indeed about the question, how should you want to organize the market? Yeah, so in economics, we are interested in markets, but often we assume that the market just goes about, right? Now, in practice, this is not the case. Yeah, the market has to be organized. There should be rules of the game. And that's exactly what market design is about. Yeah, so what kind of market rules would you like to have? Now, I already gave the example of auctions. Yeah, so what kind of auction do you want to use? And there's many auctions you can think of. Yeah, there's a sealed bid auction, where the bidders write down a bid on paper and then the highest bidder wins. But there's also dynamic auctions where there's an auctioneer that starts with a low price and then increases the price, and where the bidders can indicate where they want to step out of the auction until one bidder remains. Okay, now the question is, what kind of auction is then the best? For example, if you would like to get the highest possible revenue out of the auction. That's an example. Another very prominent example of market design is markets where the buyers are not allowed to pay with money. Yeah, and that could be for various reasons. Think about kidney exchange. Yeah, and in most countries in the world, it's illegal to sell your kidney. Yeah, so you may want to sell it. You might want to donate your kidney to someone else, but you're not allowed to sell it. Okay, and then the question arises, that there might be volunteers offering their kidney. How should you allocate the kidneys to the patients in the best possible way?